Dinosaur era. It is.
That's right. As big as your leg when you finally find it under that big green leaf.
Those things are amazing. So speaking of keeping things watered, I got some questions about cabbage. Now, I have not a lot of cabbages, but they, and I'm socking the water to them. I'm thinking something this big with this much leaf out there is going to need a lot of water. My particular cabbages are not firmed head. They're 8 inches, but they're still a little bit fluffy, a little bit loose. They're not tight like a big cabbage head. And so I'm curious about cabbage.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Don. This is a great time to talk about cabbage because depending upon what type of cabbage you planted, some of it may be coming ripe now. And I'm standing right in the middle of my cabbage patch. I've got about 30 beautiful plants here in front of me. And they're all different varieties, meaning that some of them mature like in 70 days and some of them were 100 and 110 days.
Yeah.
And I plant some different varieties so that I have cabbage that ripens early. I've been harvesting my early 70-day cabbage. Just this last week, we've been eating yummy cabbage slaw every night for dinner. And that cabbage is ripe. If you can tell when a cabbage is ripe, when it is forms a nice solid head, and when you go to squeeze that head, it's nice and hard and solid.
Right.
And so my early cabbage felt like that. Had I not known it was ripe and I had left